Some 1,700 protesters have been arrested during the Republican convention. This morning, more than 500 were still in custody when a judge ordered them released. Now, he says, the city disobeyed by moving too slowly. He's held the city in contempt of court. NPR's Margot Adler has been watching the slow trickle of protesters leaving the jail.
All last night and this morning, standing across the street from the criminal court building at 100 Center Street, a shifting group of 40 to 60 people has been waiting. Some are waiting for relatives to get out of jail. A mother holds a sign, "Free my daughter." Others were released this morning and are waiting for friends still inside. Occasionally, there's a cry of voices inside the building and a response from those outside.
Let them go! Let them go!
And every once in a while, someone gets out, at which point there are cheers. Most of the arrests took place Tuesday afternoon and evening, which means nearly 48 hours ago. This morning, Michael Cardozo, New York City's chief lawyer, said there were 524 protesters still in custody. Attorneys for the National Lawyers Guild put the figure closer to 700. Arrestees were first taken to Pier 57, which has been nicknamed by protesters Guantanamo on the Hudson because it has metal pens covered with razor wire. David Jokas, a 16-year-old high school student, was arrested during a demonstration Tuesday afternoon. Wearing black pants, black sneakers, and a striped T-shirt, he said he got out this morning, dirty and shivering. He described the floor of Pier 57 as covered with oil, and he said he had slept in a puddle of milk when he could wrangle some floor space. He pointed to his shirt.
Stains and, like, milk stains on this. And I mean, like, I have a lot of allergies, so, I mean, this may sound disgusting, but my nose is running a lot, and they obviously didn't, you know, there's no tissues or anything like that. They had toilet paper, but it was soaked in water. They put it right next to where you wash your hands. So a lot of times I just had to rub my nose with my shirt and stuff like that. It looks like I've been sleeping on the street for the past few days.
Paul Brown, deputy commissioner of the New York City Police Department, said no one is still being held in Pier 57, and he disputed charges of asbestos contamination and unhealthy conditions.
There's no asbestos in the air. There's just been a series of essentially bogus complaints. We've taken the time, obviously, to investigate them, and they're untrue.
Yesterday, Mayor Michael Bloomberg had this comment about conditions at Pier 57.
It's not Club Med. Don't make any mistake about it. And it's not supposed to be Club Med. And I don't think there's anybody in the city that wants to make it Club Med. If we had had the number of arrests we had yesterday without that center, it'd be 3 days before those people would be processed through each local precinct.
One thing does become clear when you stand outside the courthouse. Although a lot of people were arrested for civil disobedience and demonstrating without a permit, many people who were arrested still don't know why. Holly Vick is an 18-year-old student from Boston.
There was a band marching down the street, and there were people behind it dancing. And then as soon as we hit the end of the street, they blocked us in, and they came in from the other side, and they just sandwiched us.
Sometimes complete bystanders got penned in between barricades. Holly Vick remembers seeing a tourist detained.
The French woman who was in here with me, she was just a pedestrian walking down the street who was detained because they closed us all in. They didn't even bother checking who was in the march and who wasn't.
And a reporter from the New York Daily News said her babysitter was arrested on her way to a movie. While some protesters still await their release, many others are gathering for a final night of demonstrations around the Republican National Convention. Margot Adler, NPR News, New York.